The Kurds of Iraq have a long-standing alliance with the Islamic Republic of Iran, dating back to the bloody Iraq-Iran war. In that conflict, the Iraqi Kurds sided with Iran in order to attempt to secure freedom from Saddam Hussein's brutal Ba'ath regime. The Kurds across Iraqi Kurdistan have marked the 22nd anniversary of the passing away of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Sayyid Ruhollah Khomeini.
Today we remember the departure of Imam Khomeini in Erbil. We are grateful for his holy and important role in allowing everyone to know that freedom is the right of all peoples and nations.
It was a solemn occasion, with the Iranian consulate screening a documentary on the life of Imam Khomeini, highlighting his role in overthrowing the Shah and establishing an Islamic Republic.
The Islamic Revolution by Imam Khomeini was a shift in the paradigm of the Middle East. Imam Khomeini spread love and freedom, ending 2,000 years of monarchical rule. He made all Iranians equal, allowed them to resist oppression as one, while always preaching equality.
Although overwhelmingly Sunni, many Iraqi Kurds still harbor respect towards Iran due to the assistance they provided against Saddam, and the alliance is still strong.
This commemoration is a result of the strategic alliance that exists between the Kurdish people and government and the Islamic Republic of Iran. Their Islamic Revolution helped launch the Kurdish 1991 uprising.
In 1988, when the Ba'ath regime in Iraq launched their chemical gas attack against Halabja, killing at least 5,000 civilians, it was an Iranian journalist and the Iranian media who first reported the atrocity to the outside world.
With trade between the Kurdistan region and Iran increasing at an ever-expanding rate, events like this are certain to solidify their strategic alliance. Matt Fraser, Press TV, Erbil.